So the last thing that we discussed yesterday was this fascinating concept of a berachas ha-mitzvah, but the bracha is not on the ma'aseh mitzvah, but it's on the chalos. And we gave a few examples. One example was berachas erusin, and the bracha is not on the ma'aseh kedushin, but rather on the chalos issues. It's a berachas ha-mitzvah. And we're much more comfortable with that because it starts with Asher Kinshanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, and it's gotten shach that we can make that bracha even after the Erusin, not because of the Ravid's reason. The Ravid says make the bracha after Erusin because maybe she'll refuse to accept the Kiddushin, but simply because the Chalos is a Chalos Nimshech. So it's like Tvila and Mikvah, you know, you can make the bracha after you come up from the Mikvah. And then we can explain Rabbeinu Tam about Lachniso Bebrisa Shel Avraham Avinu, that the bracha is not on the Maisa Milah. We were very happy with that because the first bracha, which is made by the Moel or by the Avia Ben, if he's, that's a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. Why did you add another bracha? So until now we understood, based on the Taz, that the other bracha was a Birch HaShem HaFo Doya. We don't have to go that far. I mean, Asher Kinshan Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Lachniso Bebrisa. But the answer is that this is a bracha that was established not on the Maisa Mila, we already covered that. This is a bracha on the Chalos Brit. The Rav wants to add, according to that, that not only is the bracha after the Maisa Mila, but it could be that... just one second. If you're like the Taz, it could be that anyone can make that bracha. But if you're holding like the Rav, that it's part of the Mitzvah Mila, it's just on the Chalos Brit. Now that's interesting. What would the Rav say about someone else? Okay, we'll think about that later. I don't want to confuse myself. But now we get to Shechita, and the Rav says the bracha on Shechita is not on the Maisa Shechita, but it's on the Chalos. And what are we going to gain from that? What are we going to gain from that? I mean, he's not going to say that you make the bracha after the Shechita, is he? Let me just read that again. Oh, Mishimhochi Sovaro, Sheyochel Acher Levarach al Shechita. Oh, that was the problem. There's no Arvus, right? Why is there no Arvus? Because Shechita is not a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. So therefore, how can I be motzi you with the brach? The answer is because the brach is on the chalos, and everybody has shaykhs to that chalos. He says, the kol Yisrael hei bechlal osa bracha ho v'chalos din Shechita shayeches l'kulam. He has a kasha here because yedei maisa Shechita lo chal shem Shall Zvuchal Behemer Poker Bine Easter. I don't know how he knows that. How does he know such a thing?
It's
about a bracha.
If it becomes
available without a bracha. All right. So the whole discussion here about Kavana, not Kavana. So now we're up to Os Gimel, which is on page Chaf Tes. And we'll see how far we can get. Let's see if we can wrap this up. And next week we'll start with a new sugya.
That's the last page that we have.
Oh, you don't have Chaf? You don't have Lamed? Oh boy. Boom, boom, boom. I have to clap Al Khayr here. I just, you know, I'm not good at orchestrating. Yeah, can you print out Lamed and maybe Vin Lamed Aleph, maybe even Lamed Beis? There's not much here on Lamed Beis, but you never know. Maybe we'll do the next Sima. Maybe it's a Horash Shah that we should do the next Sima. All right. He says the following. We Olam, he's back to the Rosh. The Olam Svila Shapra Minon Yotza Motzi B'chol Birchas HaMitzvah, even on a Mitzvah Shal Rishus. So this is against the Taz. Right, so the Taz wanted to bring the Rosh on board, and therefore he introduced the Birchas Shel HaFo Doya. We're saying no, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and even though it's a Rishus. So where's the Arvus? He says, "Umay Dolor Mina Yotzim Motzi Birchas HaNenim Afgad Vina Bani Yesh Mitzvah Levarech Al Achila V'meila Lo Gar Birchas HaNenim Yishar Mitzvah Shel Rishus." Mm-hmm. So we have a real cash over here because, you know, the Taz was insisting that just like I can't be motzi in a Birchas HaNenim, so too I can't be motzi in a Birchas HaShechita because so it's all Rishus. So now we have a problem because it's explicit that I can't be motzi in a Birchas HaNenim, And yet, according to this interpretation, despite the fact that there's no chiyuv of shechita, I can be motzi according to the Rosh in a birchas hashechita. Hainu, mishum de birchas hanenim ein nusach habrocha al mitzvah el al shema. Okay, so therefore what? Adarama, I would think that goes the opposite.
Change the rules then.
Yeah, I know it changes the rules, but I would say it should move us in the direction that someone else should be held to. In other words,
right, exactly. If
you owe shevach, but you're owing shevach to Hashem for your personal physical benefit, so I can't be part of that shevach because I don't benefit at all from your physical pleasure of eating. Let's see if he says it. Then I could be motzi you, even though there's no chiyuv. The inyan zeh nogel and mitzvahs the chiyuvim. I'm not exactly sure what he means. Maybe he could use it for kiddush, or I don't know. Huh? Is mevela shafir shayef bazeh din yotza motzi k'mo b'shar broch al mitzvah shel reshus.
He also himself,
I just want to make sure we're dropping the ball on this chalos business. That was yesterday.
Right.
Today he's starting from scratch. So he's saying that you have a mitzvah shel reshus. So birchas hanenim would be a mitzvah shel reshus if the nusach was what? Was Hashem kishon v'tzosim v'tzivon l'hatir salvech. That would be a mitzvah shel reshus.
Yeah, there's a different bracha. We don't make that bracha.
And then we would apply yotza motzi. So what level of arvus do I have? I guess it's an arvus of reshus, not an arvus of chiyuv, but an arvus of reshus.
Well, I can just do a shomayi ka'ona.
Continuation of this.
But shomayi ka'ona only works if I can be motzi. I can only be motzi if I have arvus. Yes. So do I have arvus for a mitzvah shel reshus? That's a machlokus between the Ozerua, the Ozerua and the Rosh, right?
But that's
just great. I just want to finish the sentence. He says, "Al hol v'varchan al motzi lechem na arz dekoy al shevach la kodesh baruch." May lo amini yotza motzi. He doesn't elaborate on that at this point. And we do have yotza motzi by birchas hashevach. I don't know. He says, "With sober rosh, the viachem v'nusach habrocha brings a shchiti al a mitzvah. Shaper shayech din yotze motzi, even though it's a reshus." So I'm not sure exactly how technical this paragraph is. It sounds at first reading that this is very mechanical, and he's saying that it all depends on the nusach habrocha. If the nusach habrocha indicates mitzvah, then we have yotze motzi, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah shel reshus. But if the bracha doesn't mention mitzvah, it only mentions shemach, is then for one reason or another, which we're not sure why, there's no yotze motzi on shemach. Meaning you have your chiyuv of shemach because you decided to eat. That doesn't make me arev. I don't have any commitment to be motzi you in the birchas hashemach. I'm not chayv in the birchas hashemach. You aren't chayv in the birchas hashemach. In the case of a mitzvah, I'm trying to figure this out. In the case of a mitzvah, so we have a kiyum on mitzvah, so that could create arutz. But in the case of birchas hanenim, that the mitzvah itself, that the bracha itself reflects what? Shevach, so there's no element of mitzvah. So therefore there's no yotze motzi. Boy ochil, boy lo ochil. Nusach habracha is bar pri agoch. I'm missing something here. I must have skipped a paragraph. Where does he say that in Birchas HaShevach there's no yotze motzi? The Taz said the exact opposite, no? The Taz held that according to the Rosh, the reason why I could be Motziu in Shkita is because the Birkas HaSheva.
That's right.
But that was in the bottom of Chavah. Afar Rosh Modul is there, then in Birkas HaMitzvah I can't be Motziu, Midin Shomei Ka'ona, and Yatza Motziu on Ishmaner Shuz. But in the case of the Brach of Shkita, the Brach of Shkita is a Birchas HaSheva. Well, that's here on page Chav Zayin. That was the paragraph that starts Al Pi Zeh. He says that what? The Kavana of Birchas HaShkita is Sheva Chodoya. The Shaper Yochel Kol Echel Uvarech. Because this Sheva Chodoya Shaykh to call Klal Yisrael. He must be saying something about Nen, because
I think it is.
And that in Nenin there's no that extra element of what he calls Shayach L'Klal Yisrael. Let's see the language. Oh, he says the language here is Kol Yisrael Hei B'Klal Oso Bracha. Do you see that? And you can't say that in the case of Birchas HaNenim. One second. He's going to say in Birchas HaErusim. And he's going to apply that in Shkita as well. It's Kol Yisrael.
Even though they're not mishtapting in the actual mice itself?
Right. But it's a Shevach that I should be Meshabeach. Why? Because this child has entered into the bris of Avram. That's an occasion for Shevach to punish Baruch. This woman entered into the covenant of marriage.
In Shkita,
Kol Yisrael is Modu Takarish Baruch Hu for the Heter Achila through Shkita. But in the case of Birchas HaNenim, as a Birchas HaShevach, then we don't have this principle of Kol Yisrael Shaykh.
Okay.
I mean, again, I'm not, I think there's a line missing here to clarify. But now he's worried about Kiddush. Why? Because in Kiddush, which is a Birkas HaShevach, one person can be Motzi the other person. Why is that different than Birkas HaNen? Before Rosh Hashanah, the Birkas HaLechem Shal Matzah, Birkas Bor Pri Agofen Al Yayin Shal Kiddush, Shaper Aminon, the Afal Pishi Yotzah Motzi, Hovim Dvorim Shal Chova. Chova. He says, Yefshar Lomar Iboy Achil Iboy Loach. And according to the Rav, that concept of Chova has to, according to the mechanical rule that we mentioned before, has to reflect the Nusach, has to be reflected in the Nusach HaBracha. Right, the Nusach HaBracha has to indicate that Chiyuv. Well, that's not true in the case of Kiddush.
Yeah,
and certainly not in the Bor Pri Agofen on the Yayin before Kiddush. In Kain, my dear, I mean, Yotza Motzi, V'Birchas HaNenim, Shal Mitzvah, Harei Mevuar, Dele Inyan Arvus, V'Din Yotza Motzi, Lo Meshkechina, V'Nusach Avrocham. It's Memela Mistabri, Dele Amina Yotza Motzi, the Birchas HaMitzvah Shel Rishus Afim Yandusach HaBrocha Koi Al HaMitzvah Hol V'Les B'Hu Chol. Again, here's the deal. If you would accept this theory that there is Yotzah Motzi on a Mitzvah Shel Rishus, but only on condition that it is formulated in the nusach of a chova, of a mitzvah, but if it's formulated in a nusach of shevach vodoya, then we don't apply the principle of yotzah motzi. We're not sure exactly why, but what are you going to do with kiddush? So you'll tell me, but kiddush is a mitzvah. Okay, it's a mitzvah, but that doesn't reflect itself in the bracha. When we have this technical limitation, a rule, that if the bracha doesn't indicate mitzvah, then we don't apply the principle of Yotzah Motzi. even if it's a chovah shel rishus. And that's why he says that in Birchas Hanenin, we could have said that this bracha should be classified as a mitzvah shel rishus. I mean, you're not obligated to eat anything, but if you do, you make this bracha and you have a kiyum. Nay, we don't say it because the nusach doesn't reflect that aspect, that dimension of a kiyum mitzvah.
It doesn't mention.
If that be the case, what are you going to do with the bar priya gofen and kiddush? So let's just think. You know, the Rav has the whole lumdus elsewhere in the name of Chaim that the bar priya gofen is part of the kiddush. But let's just think. Would that help us? It's a mitzvah.
It's
a chovah that I have. I have arvus.
Yom Tov it does, but not Shabbos.
So what happens? You have a bracha. Here's the deal. The profile here is a bracha that a bracha on a mitzvah, but the bracha and its formula does not reflect any mitzvah. So for example, Kiddush is a bracha, but Mekadesh the Shabbos doesn't reflect any obligation on my part. Once you have a bracha, even if the bracha theoretically could be on the mitzvah, there's not going to be any yotze motzi because the bracha itself doesn't, the matbea bracha doesn't reflect the mitzvah aspect. So he's stuck here with Kiddush. Now, as a result of this kasha, he seems to backtrack. Because on the top of page Lamed, he writes that we have to assume that, on the contrary, in a mitzvah shel rishus, there's no din of yotzeh motzi, and that's why in the cases of shechita and hafrashas trumas and maasros, there's no yotzeh motzi. Nobody can make the bracha for you. So then, what is the final justification for the Rosh, who says that I can make the bracha for you? If you tell me that if it's no chova and it's only rishus, there's no din of yotze motzi because we don't share the chiyuv, so what are we going to do with the Rosh's case of shechita? How could the Rosh allow someone else to be motzi in shechita if there's no mitzvah shechita? That's where we stop.
Yeah, but by the shechita, you could say that the other one is shechting along with him, and then if he's yotzu, he'll make on it.
Again, he's assuming. I don't know. I'm not a baki in shomer kohen. That shomer kohen only works based on yotzu motzu, which in turn only works based on arvus, which in turn means that you have to share a chiyuv.
That's what shomer kohen was separate from.
There's something called the Amen, if that's what you're referring to. But that's not what we're talking about. Shomei Kona means you hear the word.
Right, that's right.
If you recite Amen, that's a whole different story.
Right.
That would be perfectly okay going to everybody, because then your Amen is Kimotzi,
right,
Motzi Bracha Mipi. But we're talking about a mute, so he can't recite Amen. He can only be Yotzi with Shomei Kona. And to be Yotzi with Shomei Kona, you need that Arvus of a shared theme. Ulam Nira Dezeh Eino. Yeshon Diliolam Iker Akoveh Vidin Yotze Motzi Hu Nusach HaBrocha. So now we're stuck with Kiddush. Promotion is bar. Hu Mai De'aminon Yotze Motzi Birchas Lechem Shel Matzah Birchas Hayayin Shel Kiddush. I am Yishud Behosam Birchas HaNenim Bo Yachad in Birchas HaMitzvah Hu Meile Dinok in Birchas HaMitzvah.
I don't think you would buy that.
There is no Asher Kiddushanu in Kiddush.
What? Is what you say here?
He has this very ambiguous definition. Let's see the words. He says, Birchas HaNenim Bo'o Yachad in Birchas HaMitzvah. not sure what he means over here.
You make a Pri HaGafen and then you make Kiddush.
And that Kiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvah? I didn't think it was.
But it mentions mitzvosav, it just doesn't say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, it's Ivanu.
Alright, so let's grant this premise. I'm not sure if I agree with it, but let's grant him the premise that Kiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And that engenders Yotzeh Motzeh. Fine. So now we can expand it to the Bar Pri HaGafen as well. And what about the case of matzah? So let's see, how does matzah work? Matzah, you're going to make the bracha on the matzah also within the context of Kiddush. So you have a Birchas HaMitzvah, and now you make the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz. So again, I'm not sure why he's quoting matzah here exactly. I mean, I would have quoted Kiddush al Pas. Vehine mevur b'gemar brachos demisha ochel kizayis dogon yochel ahotzi b'birkas ha-mozon misha ochel rak kidei sviya.
I'm sorry.
Severe, not right. Yeah. Not right. Right. So, you know, Misha, for Akizai, and Chai, and also, there are bottom of the rice, Ain Shabarashi, Shetirit, to be Zem Muchach, Shemakui, the Dom, there are bottom shop in Mikri, Makui, the Dover, Afolotia, Makui, the Dom, the rice, Tosis Shon, Tirit, to be Olam, call Echad Israel. Mikri,
Mechuyev,
Bidobar. What does this have to do with Kol Echad Yisrael?
What?
Okay,
the
Dogon is your. We're talking about the Do I understand what's going on? And therefore, what I can be motzi, I can't be motzi of Birchas HaNenes. You will rot so low how you tell me. He's Kolshke. Now he's on to Birchas HaShchita. How do you get away with Birchas HaMazon? He's on to Gabi Birchas HaShchita. Af. He wrote a lechol. We can't call him in Tzach Lishchot. Gita Bevadai. Again, we're assuming now, according to Rashi, I can be motzi you in Birkas HaMazon, correct?
But only when you have at least a kazakis.
Right, but I don't have to eat a shir do rice.
Right.
What does he say? Because it's called, is he calling it a mitzvah shal shus? Is that what he said?
Well, he admits it's a mitzvah shal shus. Doesn't he see that they agree with that? It's really the mitzvah brings one.
But he just finished saying that in a mitzvah show of shoes, you don't make a brach for someone else.
Right. He did say that. So it's almost like he's subsidizing something.
And now he's trying to explain Rashi that I can be motzi. I mean, you could say, according to Rashi, that since he's high of the Rabbanon, maybe that's enough. But I don't think that's what he's saying over here. He lo rotsa. But also, I don't know. I don't. Maybe my head is not clear, but I don't see this. It's everything looks a little bit blurry to me.
But I think it goes back to what he said that if you once you reach a level chiyuv de rabbanan, shafi mikri mechuyev b'chol davar, afal al mechuyev b'davar, the eisim. That's Rashi says dibur masalei. That's on the previous paragraph.
I know, but now he seems to be going back to the drawing board. He says nechru Rashi b'tosus iam rina yotze motzi gemur hanimelo b'das Rashi. So the mitzvah birchas hamazon he commits to show rishus.
I think he's saying that Rashi has two levels here. There's a mitzvah rishus that always stays in the rishus and never gets elevated to chiyuv d'rabbanan like birchas hananim and like shchita that you can't be motzi from it. By mazon, you have another level, which is I can reach a level chiyuv d'rabbanan, and then I can be motzi someone under b'raisa. But that's the distinction between nenin and berachas mazon. But shchita falls in the same category as berachas nenin, as opposed to tosus says none of this. Tosus says I don't have to reach any level be motzi because it's some general cloud the klaysu or even by berachas mazon that can be motzi something if I didn't have anything for you. But Rashi said some.
So
you left that a few lines, is what I think.
Yeah, if you could read the. Just, you see what it says, the Sfirle, like three lines up before the end of page Lamed?
The Sfirle, the Mrs. Bix, the Muslim, commits to show Shurus, Shurus, Kimobix, and N, which it is, until you've eaten something. You don't run some, you have sorry, Lachlis, I didn't have to eat anything at all. The Bayachil, the Bayachil, the Bayachil, the Bayachil, when I haven't eaten anything, as opposed to Totus, where Yotz, I can be Motzi, even if I don't eat a thing. But
these words here, Mishum Hachi Lo Amrinim by Yotzimotzi, he's referring to Birkas Hamazon or to Birkas Hanen?
I think he's referring to both. Birkas Hanen, whether you eat it all,
but Birkas
Hamazon, we didn't eat anything. Only Birkas
Hanen. Oh, if you didn't eat
anything. As opposed to Tosus, right? You didn't eat anything, it's still Yotzi, someone else. So I think he's trying to show the distinction to Tosus, where if you didn't eat.
Because I thought he was trying to explain Rashi, who says that if he ate a Kazayas, he could be Motzi, someone who ate a Kazayas.
Right. And he does.
So why does he say lo aminu by yotzimotzi?
As a general principle, lafukimitosus. So Rashi's general principle is that if it's a chil rishus, and therefore I can't be motzi someone else unless I put myself to a some level of chiv. Tosus doesn't agree with me in that. Tosus says I don't have to be any level chiv. Right? I hold after bishutz. Right? I don't say lo aminu but yotzimotzi. Tosus holds I can't say yotzimotzi. This is machlokes Rashi.
Right.
That's what I think he's trying to say. And he's comparing it to nenin. When I haven't eaten anything at all from Dagon, it's like eating nenin. Both the same level. And it's also like shlita. All three of those are the same.
So this paragraph about Rashi is in a case where you didn't eat anything at all?
That's what I think. I think he means it. I
didn't catch that.
I could be wrong.
So let's read it again. He says, Nethi Rashi tosim yotzimotzi brinkasam noson. Nirulam das Rashi. Shari shangolim. Sura de mitzvahs brinkasam ozim. Nikim mitzvah shal rishus. If he didn't eat anything, he didn't eat it because oh, okay. That I didn't have. The two kolshkin with the hechi, the hochi and shlom el gabi birchas hashchita. What does he mean, gabi birchas hashchita? Shafim rotze lechol mikomakon. Again, we're going now according to the Rosh. The Rosh says, I can be motzi in Birkas HaShkita, but afim rotzol lecho mikomkom yitzorach lishchot and ken shkita vali mitzvah shor shus.
Are we sure this is that's the Rosh?
Is this the Rosh, or is this maybe he's going back to the Ozaru at this point? I'm not sure what's going on here. Somehow he lost me here in the flow of things. I'm sure it's my fault, but I don't understand. But I thought we saw before that according to Rashi, it can be motziyu in Berachas Hashchita. Maybe he means according to, if we hold that in a Mitzvah Rishus, there's no din arvus. And that's why Rashi holds that if you didn't need a kazayis, you can't be motzi someone else. An enemy can't be motzi someone else. So Mr. Shur, so we'd have to come to the conclusion that even in Shkita, I cannot be motzi you in Shkita. So I think what he's saying here, tell me if you think I'm right, is that according to Rashi Shkita, as opposed to the Rosh, there's no way I can be motzi you in Berachas Hashkita because it's a Mr. Shur.
That's what I think.
So this is all I'll leave it to Rashi.
Yeah, you read that?
Yes. It's inside, it's normally you say Shamatir, right? But now it's like Dama Hamakelis on Mitzvah. That's interesting. But Mrs. the brachas are not Makir. So, but I don't make a bracha at all.
Let's, you know, Rabbi, so we have just a few minutes. Maybe we'll just fast forward for a moment to Dalit, see if we. Yesh levayr machlokas ozeruah. So he has a new ulai afar ozeruah mode. They are really yotzul motzi gam v'mitzvah shomishus lo nechak al rosh al midin shomer ka'ona.
Yechad
sheni yochul dap. Nechak who is shomer. So if I understand correctly, he's taking this machlokas way out of the context of shkita.
Yeah, this is a general statement about all. Yeah.
Shkita is just one application of a gigantic machlokas. Nefeku Rishon, Misha Mispalel, Vishoma Kaddish Okdusha. Ah, this is machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, I think, right? Hayim Yishtok Viskave in Lamasha Tzibra Omrim, Viyotzimidin Shomeka Ona. Because in this case he can't respond to Kiddusha on his own because he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei. But maybe he can be Yotzi through Shomei Kohen even if he can't respond on his own. I guess that's going to be the Tzushtel to the case of a The Das Rashi she yishtok yishman and Tosfos says no.
If he's Shomei Kohen then he'd be mafsik in his tefillah.
Right, that's
because he's Oneh.
That's a famous Tosfos.
So he says, I'm a Shuvah Shagas Aryeh Shehelo Shitas Shlishis V'Shem Shiboli Aleke Hamas Palel V'Shoma Kaddish O Kedusha
Eino Yotzei Aydei Shmiya
Eino Yotzei Aydei Shmiya Af Im Lachoshiv Kehefse. Oh, why? Because he couldn't possibly respond. He's in the village of Shmon Esrei.
He's like an Elam. He can't speak.
Called the Eino Roi Levil Levil Makev Svehera Shagas Aryeh Delefi Dvoro. Here's the Tzushel Te'ilev is Bila Makevis Bosh. Oh, the Nirud Bazen, Nefliku Arosh Barzaru, Das Aroshi, the Amin Shomea Kona Afecha, the Ein Yochel, Ledaber, Ilor Zaru, Sobe the Hecha, the Shomea Yochel Daber is Lord Minin Shomeko. Chain Bira Gro, Sifkot Mavi Gil.
Because he's not like an Oneh, because he can't Oneh. That's the Elam.
That's the Arzaru.
Yeah.
Ulam Nir the Dasa Shibotok Iru, Kilchor Ainza Inni Lahad Rab Zera. Rab Zera is called Shane Roy Labila. Tvishle Gabi Bila, the Karbim Mincha, Shapi, Shlom. It's not a Heftza that's Roy with Levila. He's saying he's not a Gabra with Roy Levila.
If it's not Roy, then it's not.
So it's not Levila. Okay, Nami Yishlom Gabi Chalitza. It's not Roy because he's an evil Jew. So he's saying that Shomea Ka'ona, it doesn't mean you're an owner, it means that you Yotzi with Shmi. This is a gigantic machlokus about Shomea Ka'ona.
Right, what does it mean, owner?
Or you Yotzi with Ania, which might touch on this machlokus Rashi and Tosus if you're in the middle of Shmon Esri,
right,
and you hear Kedusha. Because if you can say Shomea Ka'ona means Ka'ona Mamish, then you haven't gained anything.
He's looking like he's talking about owner.
You Yotzi with Shmiya, maybe it's not an Ania, and therefore it's not a Hefsek. And the machlokus now between the Arzurua and the Rush is in the following. Do we consider that Shomei Kona means Yotzi with Shmiya? If that be the case, the Elam can be Yotzi with Shmiya.
Right.
Or are you going to say that Shomei Kona makes you into an owner? But then we're going to apply the principle of Zero, and he's Eino Roy with Bilo. Okay, Rav Osei, that's where we're going to. So let's just see, there's another Simon here about Shkitas Chulin and Shkitas Kodshin. And the next thing we did already is Shavya Nafshe, and after that we had Eidechad Bakhoshim, right? Yeah. Hamasla and Eidechad Bakhoshim. What's after Eidechad Bakhoshim? Shkitas Akum. We'll see, is that relevant to Shkita? I mean, we're not learning of the Shkita, but. I don't know, it could be that this piece about Yisrael Vashchitas Akum might be interesting. I don't know. The other option of Osai is to learn Tarovis. Let's just see what he has on Tarovis. I think the Kol now is basically about to start Hilchos Tarovis. Let's just see. In Yoni Tarovis. Did we cover any of this? Well, it starts from INA, goes to Kuf. I'm just wondering, did we touch on any of these Simon? Somehow I think we did touch on some of this, but I don't know. I didn't check it off, which was a mistake.
Yeah, we definitely touched on some.
Like Svek. I mean, we could really talk about Svek.
But not risk we never if we did it in Bike.
We can always use
a little bit of a view.
I didn't touch on what I did yesterday. So that's the choice. We can talk about Shkitas Akum. Shkitas Akum. Oh, we can talk about Shkitas Kodshim as opposed to Shkitas Kulin. And we might talk about Tarovis. We can talk about Svek in Tarovis. Okay then? So we'll see how it goes. I wish everyone a good Shabbos.
Should get a lot of sleep this Shabbos.